Hey, Ansley.
Hello.
Roadcasting.
Roadcast.
Roadcast. What's up? We are on the road. Just got back from the beach.
Lovely day.
God, what a great day at the beach. So way, during a pandemic, way more butts than I thought were going to be at the beach.
It does seem like during a pandemic, you should have to cover your butt completely.
You got to something, right? You got to do something to show that you respect the quarantine.
Put a mask over your butt.
There was. It was pretty wild. It was almost as if people were like, finally, I get to put my butt out.
We like that as human beings. We like to put our body out there.
100%. 100%. It's part of what we are as animals.
Yeah.
Display.
Yeah.
That's a big part of who we are. And I think that's what gets kind of transferred into toxic ego and arrogance and things like that. Where it's like I'm not toxic. I don't have a toxic personality. I just want to show my dick. And I can't.
Put your toxic
dick
away.
So now I mansplain.
Like if we would just let you show your dick, you wouldn't have to do the mansplaining.
Wouldn't have to do it. No, like if men were allowed to walk around with their dicks out, the phrase "well, actually" wouldn't even exist. Nobody would say it. No, like nobody would think it.
I don't know if I want to live in that world. I'm trying to weigh, like, am I willing to give up? Like, do I want to be in a world without mansplaining? Well, actually. Or do I want to be in a world with just dicks flapping around everywhere?
Well, it goes both ways, right? Because there's a lot of toxic femininity out there, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That wouldn't exist as if tits were just flopping around. I just don't think the Me Too movement would have even occurred.
I don't know, because those, like, slut walks where people do, they don't seem to be that, like, it seems like it fires women up.
Titties?
Yeah.
Well, no. See, well, what happens is when women get fired up, they're like, fuck the rules. These titties are coming out. That's one of those things that is, it's a funny human thing where it's like, well, if you're going to respect me, I'm not going to respect these rules. Dicks flying. Yeah, how'd you enjoy your day at the beach?
I enjoyed having my butt out. It was a good day at the beach.
It was. It was one of those things, too, where, I mean, I was enjoying having my shirt off.
Yeah.
Not that it's necessarily tough for guys to walk around with their shirts off, but when you're jacked like I am,
mm-hmm.
and when you grow up in a household where you're constantly getting yelled at for showing off, and then you associate that sort of behavior, like walking around with your shirt off, like with douchebags.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really hard to be comfortable walking around jacked.
Yeah.
It's like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this?
But it does feel good as human beings to be out and feeling the weather on your skin, the sun on your skin. You know, like we're supposed to. Like we're all vitamin D deficient, right? Like we should be out getting more sun on our skin. We should be sucking this in a little, you know. So I feel like you were saying, as human nature, like we're kind of meant to be out there a little bit more,
showing off, exposing dick, exposing tits. Like that's what we're meant to be doing. I mean,
obviously.
Well, I mean, you got to keep in mind too, that's another reason why we're all out of balance as a society, because nudity was the first hierarchy. Right, you know, you see like a guy with a giant dong.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's the captain.
Captain Dong.
Captain Dong. Hello, I am Private Dong. Reported for duty, Captain Dong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, and that's why I think women kind of have a competition to see who is the most maternal now. Mm-hmm. Like men have a competition to see who's the most aggro, right? That's mm-hmm. the competition. And we even use the word cocky.
Yeah. Yeah.
right? Like, oh, he's so cocky. It's like, yeah, I'm trying to express how I feel about my dick.
Yeah.
You know, or at least how I want, how I, like, it doesn't even have to be a big dick. It's like, I like it.
And you
want
to swing it from leg to leg as you strut down the street? Like,
yeah, it's just like, kind of like a pocket watch. Yeah. Like a, pocket watch. Yes, 100%. Yeah. 100%. Which is like, I'm not, and that's like, I even felt weird agreeing with that. Because that is suggestive of the different attributes of my dick. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, that's like a humble brag.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if...
Everybody's dick pocket watches.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think a lot of them are more like a sundial than a pocket watch. You know, just like... You know, like with the right light on it, it casts a shadow and you can tell it's there.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it just, you know,
yeah.
It needs proper sunlight in order to work, in order to function properly. a lot of solar powered dicks out there.
Sure.
Yeah, and there's some psychokinetic dicks that get powered by their own motion.
Yeah.
And there's some that get powered by the sunlight.
I do have to say that our girls still have a love for the boobie. You know, they're breastfed babies. They love the boobie, and I do enjoy the love that they give my boobies.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. So, going back to what I was saying before, women are in a constant competition to see who's the most maternal, to see who's the most compassionate. That's constantly what women are trying to prove, that they do more than other women. Mm-hmm. It's like, I care more.
Yeah.
When... just like take your shirt off and we'll decide who cares more. You know, because like, you know, if you have a big enough titty, you can care more. Yeah. You can literally care for more children. You can like sustain more life.
Yeah. Nestle it all in there. Give the best hugs.
You know, we talked about that on the last podcast. By the way, check out our Patreon. Like, subscribe, rate, review, do all the things that you do to podcasts to show some love. And our Patreon's popping if you want to come over there and get on it. But when we went to the boardwalk today, now that's when I didn't know what I was going to expect when we got to the boardwalk. We are still in a quarantine. Mm-hmm. We are still in the midst of protest behavior or protest energy.
Yeah.
And the boardwalk that we were going to has always been pretty diverse. It's a diverse boardwalk, especially at certain parts of it.
Yeah.
And when we got to the boardwalk, again, the beach was packed. So I thought the boardwalk was going to be insane. And it kind of was with people, but it was eerily quiet. And that was bizarre.
Yeah.
I can't even wrap my finger around that.
Because there were black people there, too.
Yeah. And all, and
all races.
All of the loud minorities were there.
Yeah.
And... like nobody, you couldn't hear anybody. Like if you were walking on the boardwalk, the only people that you could register were the people you could see in front of you, because the people behind you were so quiet they didn't even exist.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like a weird mix of you know, people don't have to interact with each other, right? Because we're supposed to keep our social distance.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to. So because of that, I feel like you don't have to do some of those social cordial things that we typically do. Mm-hmm. But there was a weird vibe too. You don't know if people are just a little angry at each other or, you know, I don't know. Definitely weird.
Well, my discomfort with it was that everybody was so quiet that it felt like everyone was looking at you. Because, well, especially if you're a butt gazer like myself. And... you know, usually there's so many people, you can tell that people are doing their own thing.
Yeah.
If you can't tell that people are doing their own thing, it's like, oh my God, are they seeing me?
Seeing butts? Seeing me seeing butts?
Seeing butts? Are they seeing these butts? Yeah, 'cause if they were seeing these butts, they'd get it.
I feel like there was even more butts on the boardwalk. Like, you know, you expect to see butts on the beach, but everybody was up on the boardwalk in their bathing suits, too.
I'm almost like... are there always that many butts on the boardwalk? I was noticing that too. Like, is this common?
There was extra butts.
Yeah, because I was wondering. Like, normally do I just get my fill on the beach, and then I'm like so over, like my cup overrunneth with butt by the time I get to the boardwalk where I'm just like, ah, I'm good.
That doesn't happen.
It's a spillover butt. I don't need to see that spillover butt. So, good time. World is still out of control. What was that video? What was that? You sent me something the other day. I didn't look at it, but it was like a picture of an ape.
It was a picture of a barefoot. It was just showing how big a barefoot is compared to a tiny little weak, frail human.
Okay.
It's just a regular old bear. They're huge.
Yeah, bears are huge. I guess that's where we are right now in society. We're just like seeing a bare foot compared to a human. It's like anything to distract us from all the other horseshit that's going on.
It was this is interesting.
It was like,
this is a fact. This is real. Nobody can dispute this. This is
not subjective. This has nothing to do with stats.
Yeah.
You can't disprove this. This isn't an emotional thing. This is how big a barefoot is.
Look at this. Let's all get on board with that.
Like, hell yeah. That is a barefoot. So what else? What's been going on? I mean, what is up with you?
I've been on social media more. This barefoot, you're leading me down the road with this barefoot. So I've been on social media more now than really any time before. And I was on Instagram, and I stumbled down an Instagram rabbit hole and ran into, like, Instagram porn. Like,
hell,
I'd
yeah.
never... like, seen Instagram, you know.
How'd you get there? Did you memorize the hashtags that got you there?
Well, it's really just because my search goes between, like, like, fighting stuff and, like, fitness people and weight loss people. And somewhere in between this fitness people, weight loss people, is women that are fitness people that have camel toe. And then camel toe, you know, it's like see-through clothing. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't know you could even do this on Instagram.
Okay, so hashtag camel toe. I'll start there.
Yeah, yeah. And then so I found a bear paw, and I was like, whoa, I need to get out of this.
You would, like, get out of this bear, like, back into porn?
No. Like, I didn't see how far I had to get out of the hole.
You reached the end of... Instagram porn?
Maybe. I don't know.
And they were like, just take this bear paw. Like, we don't have anything else to give you, but just take this. We'll re-up.
Yeah.
That is a really, I don't want to say an unnerving thing, but when you find the porn on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then you hit something and, like, you lose it. Like, you suddenly are on a different stream. And you don't know how to get back to... Like, well, I don't even know. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How do I? Because I don't know how to re-find Instagram porn.
Yeah. I don't know. You just stumble up. It's a unicorn.
It is. Oh, man. Feeling just getting in the water today. Just felt so good.
Yeah.
Ocean.
Yeah.
Just out there in the ocean, just hanging out, talking to minorities.
Yeah.
Way more minorities at the beach than I'm normally used to seeing where we go.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's almost like where we typically go is definitely not minority beach.
Well, because we go to a dry beach. It's like a family beach. Not that minorities aren't families, but I don't know. It's just...
Minorities, they can't... like to. It's like, even if you don't drink as a minority, you still want to pop off.
Yeah.
You know, you still want it to be lit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I hope we see that more.
Yeah.
I hope we see that more, because that's where we need to be as a society. I think that is one of the biggest problems with society. Again, subscribe to this podcast now before I say something that makes you hate me right now. Yeah, go ahead and get on the Patreon. Just stop listening right now and get on the Patreon. Just stop it. But, you know, my big issue with society, period, as far as, you know, minorities are concerned, and myself being a minority, is that, you know, we're raised to believe from our own communities that all white people are racist, or that we live in a white man's world. And that kind of makes you hesitant to apply yourself in places where you have decided aren't typically populated by people that look like you. So now that people are, like, I'm seeing minorities, I'm seeing black people where I'm not used to seeing black people, I'm hoping that's the first step in the right direction to altering the the conditioned self-esteem of minorities. You know, so what I'm saying is, I'm hoping that this is the first step to Black people understanding that this isn't a white man's world. This is a hardworking American's world. And you can outperform anybody, and suddenly that person loses all perceived privileges when you can outperform them. And Ansley's like, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just here.
I'm not getting canceled on our roadcast. Are you kidding me? If I'm going to get canceled, it's going to be in the comfort of my own shed.
Absolutely.
Not on a roadcast.
No.
Yeah. So what else is going on then that you can talk about?
Oh, I don't think I can talk about anything.
No, it's tough, right?
It's
tough because it's you know, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, just me mentioning anything about the protests right then and there, I'm like, I hope I did my part.
Yeah.
Like, I hope people can listen to this and think that I'm not ignoring what is happening in the world now.
Right. Right. Because we demand everybody to take a stand on this.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody's got to have an opinion, but you better have the right opinion. But, yeah.
And that's another thing, too. It's like we're missing big news.
Yeah, there's stuff happening out there, huh?
Yeah. The Brat came out. Did you know that The Brat came out as a lesbian?
That's pretty exciting.
That is pretty exciting.
She finally feels comfortable enough. I wonder what she was finally like, okay, I'm doing it. Like, was it being quarantined for 3 months? Was it, you know, did she feel like everyone was distracted? I wonder what finally made her feel comfortable.
I think she probably realized no one thought she was straight. And then she tried to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
That has to happen to a lot of people that come out of the closet.
I've heard guys say that they've been like, they've gone to their mom and been like, Mom, I've got to tell you something. I'm gay. And she's like, yeah, I knew that since you were 5. Like,
yeah,
what
and
are
like,
you telling
good
me?
On her for letting him do it.
Yeah.
You know? Because
your mom didn't.
Yeah, no. But it's a funny thing. My mom was constantly trying to make me gay. My mom wanted a gay son so badly. She still wants a gay son.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know if she doesn't consider the fact that I'm in an interracial relationship as me being gay. I think it might just sit, like, help her sit well.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, oh, well, he's not gay, but he's white. He's got a white woman.
So.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
Close enough. It's, yeah, that would be a weird thing if I was gay.
For, like, if you were gay and coming out to people that knew you were gay.
If I came out on this podcast.
Oh, that would be weird.
If this broadcast.
Yeah.
Was me coming out to say that I was gay.
That would be weird.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like The Brat.
No.
It'd be like, dude, I thought you and The Brat were kind of like the same people. Yeah. Yeah, so The Brat is gay. We knew that.
Yes.
What other big news is out there?
Something's happening maybe with Hillary Clinton. Like, are there court things going on with her?
I don't know. That's politics, and I've been trying to stay away from politics through all this. I also saw a meme that said that Oprah's on house arrest for sex trafficking little kids.
May or may not be true.
I don't know. I'm willing to believe everything right now.
Yeah, that's where you are. You think that's gonna let's believe it all?
I'm just gonna believe it all.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna believe it all because it's too much effort to sit there and figure out what the truth is when everybody is so emotionally invested in what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's like every time you disagree with somebody, you are disagreeing with how they identify as a human, and you're suddenly an enemy. So I just want to make friends.
Yeah. That's like, I love the posts right now that are like, if I unfriend you on Facebook, it is personal. Like, it means that we have moral differences.
Which is another mind-blowing situation because I just saw somebody post the other day, like, I just had, over this past week, I had 200-something people unfriend me.
Whoa.
So now I'm just going to go harder. And I sent to him, like, how do you know how many people unfriended you?
Yeah.
And his response was, like, something sarcastic, like, because I learned how to do subtraction in kindergarten. It's like, first of all, no, you didn't. That's not what they teach subtraction.
Second grade is where you start.
Yeah. Second of all, I assume that there was, like, some sort of app that let you know how many people unfriended you.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck is checking how many friends they have on Facebook enough to know when they had somebody go away.
I don't know.
And that's like, I don't even know how many friends I have on Facebook.
I have no idea. So I like that, because then the person that's trying to make it personal, it's like, well, didn't work.
I know. Dude.
Sticking it back to you.
Yeah. Sorry, looks like I'm too retarded for you to hurt me. So take that. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
I like that. That's saved my self-esteem in many a situation. Like there are situations that I've been like kind of, you know, put onto that happened in my life like years ago, where they're like, dude, it's like, I'm so impressed how you were able to stay confident when this person was trying to tear you down. I'm like, they were doing what?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what they were doing. Like, are you kidding me? Wait, did he still not like me? Why did they not like me? Did they ever tell you what I did back then? You're like, dude, Cindy, this is 15 years ago. Why do you care now? Because I didn't know then.
Yeah, I would have cared then, too, if I had any idea. God.
I care so much. But, you know, I'm like half retarded, so it's like I don't even know.
So if you want to insult Sydney, you have to do it, like, to his face very directly. Like, really be like, this is – I'm being mean to you right now.
100%. You have to say this is an insult. You have to say this is meant to hurt. Because my brain is just conditioned to find the best in everything somebody says about me. I can't help. I'm a big fan.
You and Amanda Nunes.
Big fans
of yourselves.
Big fan. I'm just the best. Me and my team, we the best. No, I'm a big fan. You got to be a big fan of yourself.
You should be.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's better to be a big fan of you. When you're a big fan of yourself, it's easier to not get caught up in the hype of other people.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, like just... You know, take, for example, the people that hate Trump and the people that love Trump.
Yeah.
Those are fucking maniacs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, both ends of the bell curve hate me. They all hate me.
Yeah.
I can't say or do anything right for those people.
Yeah.
You know, I fuck with the people that love themselves.
That's a good way to go. I think that's safe to say right now, right? Like, can I say that too?
It's not totally safe to say.
No, damn it.
Because guess what?
What?
Who does Trump love?
Himself?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm almost saying that I fuck with Trump.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Where it's like, but at the same time, I'm not saying I don't.
Right.
Because he loves himself and I fuck with that.
Yeah. So?
But he's also a maniac, and it's like some of that gives me pause.
Yeah.
But then he says whatever he wants, and I fuck with that.
It's a very confusing time.
But some of what he says gives me pause. Yeah.
Living in a time of uncertainty.
It is. Now we're going back to fucking Philadelphia where the butts are locked up.
So tight. Like,
all
squeeze.
These protest butts.
Protest butts, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
hot and sweaty. Hot,
just riot butt.
People are out there riding in like jeans, which I guess you should because you don't want to skin your knees and stuff, right? Yeah. But it's been hot lately.
Nobody's even talked about how much those riots probably stink.
Oh, goodness gracious.
This is the first time I've even considered how much riots have to funk.
That is so true. But you can't talk about that as a table.
Yeah.
You can't talk about that right now because like that leads, like then you start thinking about the pandemic. And, like, you know when there's disease out there, you shouldn't be around things that stink. That's, like, deep within us. We know that.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to lead to infection. Like, that's no good. So, that's, you can't talk about that.
Well, we do, as humans, we do, like, human funk. Like, not like.
We like to jump in the middle and dance around.
Yeah, like, we like BL.
Yeah.
Like, humans like other human BO. We love it.
Because we go to, like, mosh pits? Like, where else do we love? Like, how else like, do you prove each we love like each other's?
Anime conventions?
They like, stink?
Yeah, remember when I was doing that web series and
furries?
I was going, yeah, I was going through and doing all those conventions?
Yeah.
Those conventions funk.
Yeah.
Like, the people that go to those conventions aren't necessarily the people that we know in society as the showerers.
They're the gatherers.
They're more of the they're more gatherers than showerers, for sure.
Hmm.
You know, definitely the type of people who don't want their dick out.
Funky people that like funk don't want their dick out because it would stick to the side, like no clock, TikTok.
Well, it's again. So it's like these. You know, you have two different people in society. You have people that want to be in it, and people that want to be away from it.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I think the people that go to these conventions, especially the ones that I'm talking about, are typically people that want to be away from society. They want to be out of the hierarchy. They don't want to have to jostle
for their place
in the hierarchy.
Yeah.
So they're like, you can't see my dick.
I'm with you now. That makes sense.
You know, they wear big clothes.
Yeah.
You know, like.
And they stink.
Like, I don't want you to see my frame.
But they want to smell each other.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
That's the hierarchy.
The smells?
Yeah. Whoever can produce the most funk from seemingly the least amount of effort.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's our captain. Captain Funk Dong.
Man, conventions must be hurting right now during times of quarantine. I hadn't considered that.
I would think so. Yeah, the convention racket.
Yeah.
They're hurting.
Yeah.
Hard. I'm also, when I was just talking about the, like, there are people that want to be out in society and people that don't.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that, like, there's definitely way more versions of women that are comfortable being, like, out in chaotic society than there are comfortable versions of men.
Really? Because we've talked about this before, I believe, on the podcast, but, like, as a woman, like, I don't want to be anywhere near, like, a protest that could turn into a riot, like a parade that could turn into a, you know, like anything that's on the edge of like erupting into chaos. Like, I feel like as a woman, you need to be like, I don't want to be in that.
As a woman, you're a mother of three kids, but think about when you were young.
Oh, I was in the mosh pits.
Exactly.
Funking it up.
And like, you know, with me, and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to mix it up physically with another man if I had to.
Yeah.
But like, I just, like, it's not for me.
Yeah.
Like those sorts of environments are not for me. I mean, I would like do it because I needed people to see me there with you.
Yeah.
You know, but other than that, like I wouldn't be doing that kind of stuff.
All right,
mind your business. Getting a little. might be able to triangulate where I live from that direction. I don't want you to know. I don't want you guys to know where I live. But you understand what I'm saying? So, like, I was watching, you know, you watch these wet t-shirt contests or like these beach things, and like you get these like tiny little nerdy girls up there on this stage, like dance like five men dancing around them, you know, like grinding on them, and it's like, why is she so comfortable right there?
Yeah,
like she's in danger.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be that comfortable. Or, like, why does she even want to be there in the first place? And I'm always impressed with the fact that, like, you know, like, tiny women have the confidence to put themselves in those situations. I don't know if it's, you know, bravery, trust, or just, like a female retardedness.
I think it's a retardedness, but it's in response to, like, living a life where you're, like, constantly on the edge a little bit. You're a little bit worried all the time, and you're just like, fuck it, I'm letting my hair down, and I'm going to dance in the middle of these five guys.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just like, because, you know, it's just like, it's like the you're rejecting it all, and you're going to do whatever you want. You know, you're not going to let society tell you, or not, like, society. You're not going to let common sense tell you that you can't do this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing it, common sense.
And I want to be careful how I say this, because I'm not saying when I see those girls that I'm looking at those girls thinking that girl just wants to take her titties out, right?
At a wet t-shirt contest? How dare you think that about her?
Or, you know, in all of those situations, sometimes they're not wet t-shirt contests. Sometimes they're just spring break.
Yeah.
You know? But when you see that situation, I always get the sense where it's like, maybe she she doesn't want to take them out, but if her titties popped out, she'd want those people to see them. You know, like before she put them away, she'd put, oh my God. Like, did you see them? Did you see him? Did you see that? That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. My top came off. Did you see that? That was crazy.
Yeah. I think it's that response. And I think that's like, you know, it's like the response to everybody who's been locked up in quarantine from like COVID. We're all like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do something crazy that you would never suspect me to do. Plus, girls are told that, like that, they're told that trope like the whole time growing up. Like, oh, you're the bookworm, but one day, one day you're going to blossom like a beautiful flower. And you're like, this is my day to blossom.
I'm blossoming. Yeah. And it's also too, what we were saying too, that humans are about presentation and display.
Yeah.
You know, there's something, so a man, hear this out, because I'm thinking this out as I'm saying, right?
It's dangerous.
So a man typically would like for a lot of women to find them sexy.
Yeah.
But it's way more impressive when one woman is attracted to us.
Okay.
Right? So, if, like, it seems like women enjoy having a crowd of people find them sexy. Like, a crowd right here. Like, this crowd of people.
It's like your women mystique. Like that's, like, part of that power. Like, that myth of, like, woman power. Like, your beauty is so powerful that, like, a whole group of people get mesmerized by it and can't, you know, like, so, like, this tiny woman is now controlling the whole room with, like, just what's inside her, you know?
Yeah. And exactly. So, for the same thing, I would want, like, men would want that crowd of people to respect him. And I'm not saying that sexiness isn't a form of respect in a way.
Yeah.
But it's almost like respect my capabilities, respect that I can build shit.
The guy pulls out a hammer.
Yeah. He twirls a hammer.
Yeah.
Or, you know, ironically, that's another nickname for dick.
Yeah. I think this is all about a guy just wants to pull out his dick.
This is a dong heavy episode. Roadcast, baby. Subscribe to Patreon. Yeah, I would love to
pull your dong out.
I mean, of course.
Well, why don't you put it away? You know, you drive with it, just like out.
Roadcast. Yeah. Oh, Sydney's got road dick again. Yeah, look at this beautiful city of Philadelphia. We just pulled up in the city of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
676. Oh man, it's gorgeous.
It is pretty.
Gorgeous city. Too bad it stinks. Too bad everybody in it stinks right now.
Full of sweaty butts right now.
Just like the ickiest crotch.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know. It's a crazy time. It's, we're just in it. We're just here. We're just here for the love. Would you learn anything this week? You learn anything interesting?
I don't think I did. I did, yeah, so I learned, what was I learning? I was learning about, oh, geez, I've unlearned it already.
Damn, girl. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I apologize.
Let's just show some appreciation right now. Like, how about shout out to Chris Tucker again for providing us with some more jerky, some Mother Tucker's jerky.
Yes.
And what great timing.
Yeah.
Like, that's definitely riot food.
Yeah. You pack it in your fanny pack and pull it out whenever you need.
Dude, if you want to go out there and bring justice to the world, you better have some Mother Turkey's jerky. let me say that one more. Take two, Denzel.
Yeah.
If you, Mother Tucker's jerky, get it in your mouth.
You know what I was learning about? Hopefully you can help me out with this, but you know the Greek myth that the guy, is it Odysseus who like loves his mother and then he has to kill
Oedipus.
Oedipus. Is this who it is? And he...
Talk it out.
Okay, so... No. So there's a mother that kills a king, And then for revenge for killing his father, the son kills the mother. And then they have to take, like, the gods have to try him for this. And so it's, who's the female judge, Athena? Who's the judge?
I just feel like you're making shit up now. You're just, like, saying words you know.
I know. That's what everyone's doing right now. Everybody else can do it. Why can't I do it?
So it was the one Greek yogurt. Yes, so it was Greek yogurt. Yes. Like, Anthony, stop it. Stop learning.
You're right.
Stop
I it unlearned right now. It.
This is why we cannot trust women learning. This is why. What is this? Do you think this is protest or homeless?
I thought protest and I got worried and then I was like, no, it's homeless. I feel better.
Yeah. But now you're profiling.
I know.
Profiling.
Homeless.
Yeah. Or is some really, those protesters need to go home. And they need to sleep. They need to go home and take a shower. And goodness gracious. Man. Yeah, so, I mean, we're just contenting. We're just contenting. I mean, I haven't really learned anything either. It's been kind of tough to separate yourself. I mean, like, one thing I will say I'm proud of is that my screen time is down.
Yeah, that's important right now.
Yeah. Because I've just been on my phone just imploding.
Yeah.
From all of the ridiculous stuff that I'm seeing that is contradictory to progress in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I'm all for progress. I have no problem with protests. I'm not, like we talked about on a podcast recently, I'm not even an anti-riot guy.
Yeah.
But we have to be moving in a direction that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know if we talked about it on this podcast. I think maybe we did. Maybe we talked about it on the podcast. Maybe it was on the Patreon. But just the woman that was forced to her knees by the alleged Black Lives Matter employee.
Yeah.
Like, that's the world I don't want to be in.
Right.
I don't want to be in the world because how do I know that's not going to come back to me?
Come back to you and somebody.
Like that behavior. How do I know that behavior is not going to swing somehow and now people are coming to me because of how I look and telling me that I have to get on my knees and apologize?
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about that and I found it interesting. They were talking about World War II and when Hitler said the thing that he loves about people fighting a totalitarian government is that they have to become totalitarian in order to defeat it.
Yeah.
You know, that makes, like, he seems so much more evil to me saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, ah, ha, ha, ha.
Because that's a person who, he knows what he's doing. Like, he didn't come into Hitlering by happenstance.
No.
Like, he was like, I'm taking his name to the top.
Yeah.
I would have listened. Everything that is done is on the backs of someone. Mine's going to be on the backs of Jews.
Yeah.
I'm taking this name to the top on the backs of Jews, and nobody can say anything about it. Because if they want to say anything about it, they're going to have to get on the backs of Jews to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, because I fall into the category of we, but we like to think of our evil dictators as idiots, you know? And I think it makes us feel safer.
Yeah,
they're just kind of like bungling it up, and there's just these weird, awkward, you know, talk about him being an awkward and an...
Like Hitler Bean?
Yeah, yeah. You like to think of him like Hitler Bean.
But nah, it was very deliberate.
Yeah.
Which is kind of scary, right?
Because
if people are mythologizing white supremacy and racism to the point that it seems like they are to me. Again, I'm not saying that racism 100% doesn't exist in the world. There are evil people who have evil motivations. And I'm not saying that there are not people that believe white people are better than other people, as in a white supremacist. But I don't think white supremacy or racism are necessarily huge problems in America. Now, with that being said, in order to fight them, in order to eradicate these things, you have to be something that can eradicate white supremacy or eradicate racism. And it seems like love and patience have been exhausted, and now people are trying to fight it in kind. So now white supremacy is being fought by minorities going out into the street and telling white people to get to their knees and apologize for their privilege. And that seems like some sort of supremacy.
Yeah.
You know, dangerous at the very least.
Yeah. Like this, in the hands of a person who deviates anywhere from like a high level of morality, that's going to go bad.
100%. 100%. So, I don't know. Again, I feel like things will be a lot different if we can go back to normal animal hierarchy and just get our genitals out there, put them on the table. Let's see where we all really stand.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, and if you get to a point where it's like, well, he has a bigger dong than me, but I still want to be the captain. It's like, all right.
Dong fight?
Next, yeah, well, that day, first of all, you got a dong fight. And then if you're like, well, I still want to be captain. then it's a fight, right? Mm-hmm. And I think this is what actually happened to humans.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, you know, a guy like me was like, I want to be captain.
Yeah.
And they're like, you can't, you're a private. And I'm like, but I want to be a captain. And you're like, well, Captain Dong is Captain Sydney. And I'm like, all right, well, can I do anything to be captain? Well, you can beat Captain Dong Dong in a dong fight.
Yeah.
And what they said, thinking that I'd be like, oh, well, there's no chance of me beating Captain Dong's Dong in a dong fight. But I was like, I bet you I can.
Because we know. If you tell Sydney he can't do something.
That's the first thing I'm going to do.
He's in.
And then I lost the dong fight.
Uh-huh.
I just couldn't get close enough. He had a Captain Dong reach on me the whole entire time. I couldn't get close enough. So then I was like, all right, let's fight.
Yeah.
I just wasn't in the right state of mind to fight. I was still thinking about that dong fight. I just wasn't in the right state of mind. I lost the fight. He's not a better fighter than me, but in the mental state that I was.
Yeah. You've just been through something.
He got me.
Yeah.
He got me in that fight. And now I'm like, fuck it. Let's see who can add coconuts. You know, it's like, then it becomes intelligence.
Yeah.
And then other people are like,
well, I can add coconuts.
Captain Dong can't do math.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, like, everybody starts to see Captain Dong's weakness. And when you see Captain Dong's weakness, you're like, yeah, no, that's how we should be deciding things.
Yeah.
Math. Let's do it with math.
You brought this upon us, huh?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. People like me, a bunch of privates.
I keep imagining Captain Dong as, back a long time ago, I watched one of those Real Housewives. I believe it was Atlanta. And they, like, went to a restaurant and they had a stripper there for some reason. And he just had a really big dong. And he was, like, you know, had a sock on it or something. But mm-hmm. He was donging around. And he, like, donged into somebody's water. And so the whole time you're talking about this, I just imagine him as Captain Dong being like, I'm in charge.
Yeah. Like, didn't they get upset at his dong?
Oh, yeah, because it went in somebody's water. They're like, I can't drink my water now. Yeah. It has Captain's dong in it.
That's a funny, funny thing. That his dong was so big that they were angry at his dong separately from angry at him. They weren't upset at him for getting his dong in their drink.
No.
They were upset at that rude ass dong. You knew what you were doing, dong. And then you see that, like, it is like that meme of one of those housewife people yelling, and then they put a picture of a cat.
Yeah.
Just a picture of a cat and dong. Oh, that would be hilarious. That would be hilarious. Oh man, this roadcast is almost over.
Yeah.
We're getting back to civilization. I think we should just keep it a roadcast.
I think
this is good content. This is content. This is bouncing around.
Yeah.
Content bounced around a little bit.
It's all anchored by dong though.
Yes.
We started with dong, we'll end with dong.
dong heavy. Dong heavy. Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine. We were talking about, like, rest in peace George Floyd, but we were talking about George Floyd. And we were talking about how insane it is that people are trying to harp on this idea of him not resisting when if you watch that first, the video of him being taken out of the car, sat down on the sidewalk, and then walked to the police car, you can see a point where he goes limp.
Yeah.
And I was talking to somebody about that. And we were talking about how, again, nothing that George Floyd could have did that day could justify his murder.
Right.
I'm saying he could have punched a cop, and they still shouldn't have killed him the way that they did. He could have... He could have fucking dong fought a cop.
Still not allowed.
Like dong dominated all yeah. those cops, and they still shouldn't have been allowed to do what they did.
Right.
But we were talking about how infuriating it is. Like if you even have a kid and you're trying to move a kid from one spot to another and they go limp.
Yeah.
Like the instant spike of frustration and anger that you get.
Yeah.
Because you went limp.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah. That's why all my girlfriends broke up with me, because I would go limp. it's like, yeah, what's wrong? You don't want this heavy, noodly donk. You don't want this hard to manage, can't get a grip on it donk.
You can't even get mad at it. Like, yeah.
It's like that's when you like when the dong's really, really big yeah. and annoying, you get annoyed at the dong.
Yeah.
When it's like really limp and annoying, you get annoyed at the person.
Get your little limp dick out of here.
Yeah, you are not a captain. You're not a captain. You are a citizen dong.
Because of the big dong, Captain Dong, he's not in charge of that dong. That dong's in charge.
Yeah, the dong is in charge.
That's where the authority comes from.
But all civilians are in charge of their dongs. Get your civilian dong together, man. You better stand that civilian dog up and salute this fucking flag. There's no time for kneeling, dong.
Never accept kneeling from a limp dong.
It'd be funny if my friend that I was talking to, his dong went limp and she got upset with him and he was like, what? Black Lives Matter. What? You're not an ally? I thought you were an ally. All right. We're getting on that cancelable level right now.
Yeah.
So again, like hit us up, man. Come to our Patreon. We're doing good stuff, fun stuff over there. We're going to get this episode out. Sorry, there's not going to be a video podcast for this particular episode, but there will be, hopefully, for the Patreon, and we'll be doing that tomorrow, hopefully. So, yeah, get with us, man. Get with us. Shout-outs to all of our people. All of our people. Kevin McGrann and Chris Bruno. I feel like I forgot them last time on the podcast. Chris Tucker and his mother Tucker's Jerky. And who do we got? We got Liz, Mike Levy, Doc, Phil Clark. I'm doing this from memory. Mary Jo, Rick, Nicole, Raj, Courtney, Janelle, Heather, Tim, Hearts, Jiu-Jitsu, Dong. And we got, Roger Downs, Ezekiel Ellis, Levi Mercer, Erica Daniels, and who do we got? Oh,
Meg says so.
Meg says so. And Julian in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And then V-Man Andrew Pace.
Yes.
V-Man Andrew Pace. Still don't remember who this old guy is. Check out Nick Cupsey's books, Saved by the Wreath. Did I say Mary Jo?
Yeah, I think so. And but you can say her twice.
Yeah, she gets twice. She gets twice. That's... Poor Mary Jo. I just thought about that.
Did like she got twice on the dong episode?
Yeah, she did. Well, also, it's like she probably, like before, you know, because that's Tim Butterly's wife, right? Tim Butterly from Dad Meat. So before listening to this podcast, she probably still like, you know what, Tim, that's enough dong talk. I'm going to go listen to Two Jack Bros now. Get away from all this dong talk. And guess what? Nope.
Everywhere.
Yeah, shout out to Circadian Clock for hooking us up with the music. Melissa, you're the best. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, Roadcast, thank you so much. Two Jack Bros, we out.
Yeah. Shit got
you.